Greetings, Creakers. Well, I can't tell what the weather will be by the time this column is printed, but as I write it's snowing like blazes, an expression of my mother's that makes no sense but I like, and the power is out. I lay in bed trying to get my head around writing on my cell phone, like those Japanese teenage girls who use theirs to write entire novellas. Not a good idea, as any recipient of texts from me could tell you. Brainwave, I can write on my iPad. No data. That's why you have a cell phone, says my partner. You can use it to set up a hotspot, no problem. So that was a plan until I found out my phone wasn't charged. I noticed that no offer to use his fully charged device was forthcoming. Instead, with a sigh, something called a power brick was produced, and so now I am set. These are the miraculous times we live in. It always makes me wonder why the same creatures that can figure this out can't solve other problems. But I digress. Here are some events for next week. March 8th is International Women's Day, an event celebrated for over a century, with the first formal one attended by over a million people in 1911. The Sunshine Coast Labor Council will continue a decades-old tradition of celebrating this event with a potluck lunch at the Roberts Creek Hall on Sunday, March 5th. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. everyone is invited to celebrate with multicultural dishes among multi-generations of brothers, sisters and friends. This year's keynote speaker will be CUPE BC President, Karen Rinaletta. Funds will be raised for U Transition House and food bank donations accepted. By the time you read this, it will be too late to get tickets for 5 Alarm Funk, but it's not too late to participate in a 5 Alarm Funk themed brain freeze trivia night. It's at the Legion and the start time has been moved ahead to 6:30 p.m. so some of you can attend both events. On Saturday night it's a band called La Chinga. The name sounds Latin to me, but apparently they are intergalactic rock and rollers, and they probably won't be playing La Bamba. It sounds like fun though, and local bands Sinmobile and Kiss the Knife are opening. Well, it might not seem like it, but spring and gardening time is just around the corner, and One Straw is hosting not one, but 4 seedy Saturdays to inspire you. This weekend it's at Quality Gardens in Gibsons, next week is at the RC Hall, the 18th it's in Seashelt at the Botanical Gardens, and on the 25th it's at the Half Moon Bay Nursery. There will be a seed and tuber exchange and lots of opportunity to learn about sustainable gardening practices and discover new varieties of fruits and vegetables. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. My guilty food pleasures all involve salt, but for many it's sugar, and donuts top their list. If you are one of those people, you can buy the Krispy Kreme variety while feeling virtuous and supporting the Roberts Creek Scout Group. March 4th at Trail Bay Mall and Wilson Creek IGA. On March 11th, the same group is having a burger and beer event at the Legion. Tickets are $25 at 604-885-2282. These are fundraisers to help two sea venturers attend the World Scout Jamboree this summer in Korea. The power just came on, but that's it for me. Send me stuff, mountsyyvonne@gmail.com.